made it to number one. Give Me Love, Give Me Peace on Earth. That was from Living in the Material World in 1973. And I don't know if you know this, but Gary Wright, you know who that is? Dreamweaver. He was also in Spooky Tooth before that. He's played on a lot of George Harrison albums back in the 70s, and he remembers those sessions.
I played harmonium, I think, on that song. That was done in Apple Studios, I remember that. That was in, I can't even remember the name of the street now in London, but the Beatles had done some of Let It Be there. Most of the album was done there. I believe we recorded the basic tracks at Abbey Road, and then we did most of the overdubs and even some of the basic tracks in Apple Studios.
He played harmonium. Randy Bachman says it doesn't feel like 50 years since Guess Who's American Woman became their first single from a Canadian band to go all the way to number one. He said it feels more like 10 years. Randy explains who the American Woman is.
We had just gone through the whole 60s, being Canadians in the United States, and secondhand witnessing Vietnam, the draft situation, and what was going on in America. And at that time, the American woman to us meant the Statue of Liberty and what it stood for. And basically, at the time, it was the war. So that's why we were screaming, stay away from me. I don't need your war machines, and I don't need your ghetto scenes. It was not the normal, healthy, good-looking American woman that you see walking down the street. It was no different than an Australian woman or Canadian woman or anything else. It was the Statue of Liberty.
And a little side note, during the height of the Vietnam War protests, they were touring. And because of the war, there were no guys between 18 and 35. So this is him talking. We'd pull into town. It was like the Stepford Wives. We were the Stepford guys. No matter how ugly we were or how fat we were guys between 18 and 35, and the women were nuts. Also, the song came out when they were on stage and Randy Bachman broke a string. So he started to tune up, and he played some riff, just made it up. And everybody snapped around and looked at him and said, my God, I can't let this go. So he decided he would keep playing it. He yelled at Burton Cummings, sing something. And Burton came up with American Woman, Stay Away From Me.